And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 28th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of the novelist Colin McCann, born in Dublin, 1965. His book, Let the Great World Spin, came out in 2009. Grew up in suburban Dublin, middle class, house full of books, majored in journalism, came to the United States at 21, wanted to write a novel. He hopped on a 15-speed Schwinn and rode it around the country, 12,000 miles, through 40 states, collecting stories all along the way. Colin McCann, who said he's had a happy life, so it doesn't make for an interesting story, he said, for me, the logical conclusion is that I have to write about outside my life. So he said every time he writes a book, I take a brand new 3-year crash course in that which I want to know. To research one novel, he lived with homeless people in subway tunnels. For another, he went to Russia. For one, he looked at maps in the New York Public Library, then went off to Eastern Europe to wander through the gypsy camps. His epic, Let the Great World Spin, set in the 1970s, weaving the stories of a dozen New York protagonists, including prostitutes, a young radical Irish monk, a Park Avenue mother in mourning for her son killed in Vietnam. A story that begins with the image of the tightrope walker high in the air, walking the wire between the World Trade Towers. To get the voice of his protagonist, Tilly, a 38-year-old grandmother, longtime prostitute, McCann did a lot of research. He tried talking with women on the street. He shadowed police detectives around the Bronx, looked through rap sheets, trying to figure out which crime she might have committed, read the memoir of a pimp. He was trying to get the tone of her voice. And then one night, a line came floating to him, which went, "The skinniest dog I ever seen is the one on the side of the Greyhound buses." And he recognized that as the voice that he was trying to channel. He wrote all night, he said, and wound up with 6 pages, a monologue by Tilly, in which she said, "They didn't let me go to Corrigan's funeral. I would have walked the bakery line to get there. They put me back in the pen instead. I weren't crying. I laid straight out on the bench with my hand over my eyes. I saw my rap sheet. It's yellow with 54 entries, typed up, not so neat. You see your life with carbon copies, kept in a file, Hunts Point, Lexon 49th, West Side Highway, all the way back to Cleveland." Colin McCann said, "I think a good novel can be a doorstep to despair. I also think the real bravery comes with those who prepare to go through that door and look at the world in all its grime and torment and still find something of value, no matter how small." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, entitled Breakfast. My father taught me how to eat breakfast those mornings when it was my turn to help him milk the cows. I loved rising up from the darkness and coming quietly down the stairs while the others were still sleeping. I'd take a bowl from the cupboard, a spoon from the drawer, and slip into the pantry where he was already eating spoonfuls of cornflakes covered with mashed strawberries from our own strawberry fields forever. Didn't talk much, except to mention how good the strawberries tasted, or the way those clouds hung over the hay barn roof. Simple. That's how we started up the day. A poem titled Breakfast by Joyce Sutphen, from her collection First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.